This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 98 Biography of Blake Moore, the Representative from Utah. General Information. Blake Moore, born on June 22, 1980, in Ogden, Utah, is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Utah's 1st Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been recognized for his commitment to conservative values while also showing a willingness to work across the aisle. Early life and education. Blake Moore was raised in Ogden, Utah, in a family that valued education and public service. His father, a local businessman, and his mother, a teacher, instilled in him the importance of community involvement and leadership. Moore attended Ogden High School, where he was active in student government and various clubs, setting the stage for his future in politics. After high school, he pursued higher education at the University of Utah, earning a bachelor's degree in behavioral science and business. Following his undergraduate studies, Moore's thirst for knowledge led him to the prestigious Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, where he obtained an MBA. His time at Wharton not only enhanced his business acumen but also expanded his network, which would later prove invaluable in his political career. Early career. After completing his MBA, Blake Moore embarked on a career in business, initially working for companies like General Electric and Goldman Sachs. His roles involved strategic planning, financial analysis, and leadership, which honed his skills in managing large teams and complex projects. In 2013, Moore joined the U.S. Department of Energy as a senior advisor, where he focused on energy policy, particularly in the areas of renewable energy and energy efficiency. This role allowed him to gain insights into federal government operations and policymaking, which would later inform his legislative approach. His career took a significant turn when he became the chief of staff for Utah Senator Mike Lee in 2016. Here, Moore was instrumental in shaping legislative strategies and managing the senator's office, gaining first-hand experience in the legislative process and the intricacies of Capitol Hill. Election history. Blake Moore's political journey began in earnest when he decided to run for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020. He entered the race for Utah's 1st Congressional District following the retirement of incumbent Rob Bishop. During the Republican primary, Moore faced a crowded field but managed to secure the nomination by emphasizing his business background, his time in Washington, and his commitment to conservative principles. His campaign focused on economic growth, reducing federal spending, and supporting military families, resonating well with the district's voters. In the general election, Moore defeated Democratic nominee Darren Perry with 69.5% of the vote, showcasing strong voter support for his platform and his vision for the district. His victory was seen as a reaffirmation of the district's conservative leanings. Moore was sworn into office on January 3, 2021, marking the beginning of his tenure in Congress. His election was part of a broader trend where Republicans maintained their hold on Utah's congressional seats. Political stances. Blake Moore has positioned himself as a conservative with a pragmatic approach to governance. He supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that they stimulate economic growth and job creation. On healthcare, Moore advocates for market-driven solutions, promoting competition among providers to lower costs and improve quality. He has expressed concerns about the Affordable Care Act, pushing for reforms that would give more control back to states and individuals. In terms of energy policy, influenced by his time at the Department of Energy, Moore supports an all-of-the-above energy strategy. This includes promoting renewable energy sources while also recognizing the importance of fossil fuels for energy security and economic stability. Moore is a staunch supporter of military and veterans affairs, reflecting his district's significant military presence. He has worked on legislation to improve benefits for veterans, enhance military readiness, and support military families. On social issues, Moore tends to align with traditional conservative values, opposing abortion and supporting religious freedoms. However, he has shown a willingness to engage in bipartisan efforts, particularly on issues like criminal justice reform and mental health, where he believes common ground can be found. His approach to immigration includes securing the border while also advocating for a legal pathway for immigrants, reflecting a balance between security and humanitarian considerations. Moore has been vocal about the need for comprehensive immigration reform that addresses both enforcement and the integration of immigrants into American society. Blake Moore, the representative for Utah's 1st Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his commitment to conservative values, which resonate deeply with the largely conservative electorate of Utah. Moore's advocacy for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and free market principles aligns with the traditional values held by many in his district. Moore's background in business and finance before entering politics provides him with a unique perspective on economic issues, which is highly valued by voters concerned with economic growth and job creation. His experience at Goldman Sachs and his role in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have equipped him with insights into both domestic and international economic policies, making him a knowledgeable voice on Capitol Hill. This expertise is particularly appealing to constituents who prioritize economic stability and growth. Another key factor in Moore's support is his approach to constituent services. He has established a reputation for being accessible and responsive, often engaging directly with his constituents through town halls, social media, and personal meetings. This hands-on approach ensures that the voices of his district are heard in Washington, fostering a sense of representation and accountability. His office's proactive stance in addressing local issues, from veterans affairs to small business support, further solidifies his standing among voters. Moore's legislative record also plays a significant role in his popularity. He has been a proponent of bills that aim to reduce federal spending, enhance national security, and support military families, which are priorities for many in his district. His involvement in the House Armed Services Committee and the Committee on Ways and Means allows him to influence policies directly affecting Utah's military community and economic policies, respectively. His efforts in these areas demonstrate a commitment to both national defense and economic prudence, which are critical issues for his constituents. Furthermore, Representative Moore's stance on social issues, while maintaining a conservative viewpoint, is nuanced enough to appeal to a broad spectrum of voters. He supports policies that promote family values, religious freedom, and community welfare, which are deeply ingrained in Utah's cultural fabric. His ability to navigate these sensitive topics with respect and understanding has helped him maintain a broad base of support, even among those who might not align with him on every issue. Lastly, Blake Moore's personal attributes contribute significantly to his support. He is often described as personable, intelligent, and genuinely concerned about the welfare of his district. His approachability and the trust he has built with his constituents through consistent communication and action on their behalf make him a favored choice. His dedication to serving Utah's 1st District with integrity and effectiveness is a testament to why many in his district continue to back him. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Blake Moore from Utah's 1st District is his stance on environmental issues. Many constituents feel that Moore prioritizes economic development over environmental conservation, which has led to significant backlash from environmental groups and voters concerned about climate change. His support for policies that favor fossil fuel industries over renewable energy sources has been particularly contentious, as many in his district advocate for a shift towards sustainable energy solutions. Another point of contention is Representative Moore's voting record on healthcare. He has often voted in favor of measures that aim to repeal or significantly alter the Affordable Care Act, ACA, which many of his constituents rely on for health insurance. This has led to criticism from those who see these actions as detrimental to the health and well-being of less affluent community members, arguing that his policies do not adequately address the healthcare needs of all his constituents. Moore's approach to social issues has also drawn criticism. His conservative views on topics like abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control do not align with the more progressive or moderate voters in his district. These voters feel that his positions are out of touch with the evolving demographics and values of the area, particularly in urban centers where there is a growing demand for more inclusive policies. Furthermore, There's a perception among some voters that Representative Moore is more aligned with national Republican agendas rather than focusing on local issues. This has led to a feeling of neglect among constituents who believe their specific needs and concerns are being overshadowed by broader party politics. His involvement in national debates often overshadows local governance, which many feel should be his primary focus. Lastly, the issue of representation and accessibility has been a significant point of dissatisfaction. Some constituents report difficulties in reaching out to Moore's office for assistance or to express their concerns, leading to a sense of disconnection from their elected representative. This lack of engagement has fostered a belief that Moore is not adequately representing or listening to the voices of all his constituents, particularly those from minority or less represented groups within the district. In summary, the lack of support for Representative Blake Moore stems from a variety of issues, including his environmental policies, healthcare decisions, social stances, perceived focus on national rather than local issues, and accessibility to constituents. These factors contribute to a growing divide between Moore and a segment of his electorate, who feel their needs and values are not being adequately addressed or represented in Congress. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.